Tonight's shir, Siman Taf Resh Ayin Gimel, Seif Aleph. Taf Resh Ayin Gimel, Shemonim Upsilos, Aksheros, Chanukah. Which oils and which wicks are suited for the mitzvah of lighting the menorah on Chanukah? Seif Aleph. Kol Hashmonim Vapsilos Ksheirim Aner Chanukah. All of the oils and wicks are suited for Ner Chanukah. Vafapi, Shein Hashmonim Nimshachim. Achar Hapsila. Even though the oil doesn't really go well, isn't drawn up the wick. An example of this is zephes, like tar, or perhaps chelev. The ein ha'or nisle yafa ba'osam psilos, and the flame doesn't cling properly to the wicks. So here's the flaw in the wick. For instance, wool or hair. And those oils and those wicks are not fit for Neros Shabbos. But the halacha is telling us that for Chanukah licht, all oils and all wicks are acceptable, even if the oil isn't conducted well through the wick, and even if the wick doesn't hold the flame well. Umiyo, however, the Ramah says, Shem and Zayis mitzvah namufchur, the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah is with olive oil. Then ein Shem and Zayis matsui, if olive oil is not readily available, mitzvah b'shmonim sh'aron zach v'naki, then the mitzvah is to use any oil with a clear, pure flame. V'nagim medinos elo hadik v'neo sh'shaiva. It's the minig in our countries to use candles of wax. Ki oiron salul kemo shemen. It gives off a clear light like oil. Mechaber continues, Va'afilu b'leil Shabbos, even on Friday night, Shabbatoch Yemei Chanukah, during Chanukah, Mutter lehadlik b'ner Chanukah, Hashmona v'apsilos asur lehadlik b'ner Shabbos. The oil and wick that are not fit for Ner Shabbos are still fit for the Ner Chanukah on Friday night. The Ramah says, Em eino nosin b'ner rakadei shir mitzvaso, provided I'm only adding enough oil that the flame will go out after the zman of the mitzvah. Because if the oil will burn longer, and we said the halacha is after the zman you can use the licht, then you're going to run into a problem on Friday night. Lefisha also l'shtamish b'ner Chanukah, b'ein b'shabbos b'ein b'chol. The reason why you can use any oil and any wick for menorah is because it's forbidden to use the Ner Chanukah, whether Shabbos or weekday. And since you can't use it, we're not afraid that you will adjust the lamp and Shemayat. There's no concern that you'll do anything for the oil to go up better. Va'afilu livdoik ma'os, even to examine money on a weeknight, or to count your money, la'oira, to light of the menorah, asur. It's not allowed. You can't use the Ner Chanukah even for simple tasks. Afilu tashmus al kedusha, even if you want to do something like a mitzvah, something holy to the Neros Chanukah, can go nilmud la'oira, to learn by the light of the menorah, asur. You're not allowed. V'yesh mishamatir b'tashmus shel kedusha. Some say it's mutter if it's a mitzvah, if it's something holy. V'nagin lahadik ner noisaf, the minig is to light an additional candle or lamp or fire. Kadesh im yishtamish la'ora yil'or hanosaf shu oso shu huluk acharon. So if you're going to use the light that's coming from the neira, we'll say you're using the light from that additional extra one that you light last. V'nichenu mirachok ketzas mishor neiras mitzvah, you put it a little distance from the actual menorah that's for the mitzvah. The Ramah says, "Ubedinus elu, in our lands, eino hagin lohesef. We don't add an additional light to use. Rak miniach etzlan hashamish. Rather, we put next to the menorah the shamish. What's the shamish? Shebo mad the kaneros, the same flame we use to light the other ones. That's what we put next to the menorah. V'odet tefei, and that's actually better. V'yesh la'asosu yosu aruch mishar neros. It's best if the shamish is a little longer than the other neros. Shembol yishtamish yishtamish la'oso neros. So if you're going to use a ner from the menorah, that's the one you're using. So usually the shamish is placed higher than the other neros of the menorah. So the Mechaber's suggestion is just to light an additional flame nearby, And the Ramah says, we don't do that. We just take the same candle that we've been using to light the menorah, and that becomes the exit. That's what's called the shamash. It's serving the other candles by using that to light the others. So we're going to stop. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. We begin by saying that all oils, all wicks are suited for Chanukah. Kol hashmona v'apsilas v'chulu. Haynu ki yesh shmonim geruim. There are some inferior oils. She'enim shochem achra psila that don't have good capillary action up the wick. V'chein yesh psilos geruim she'en ha'or nislayof behem. Then there's wicks that are poor quality and the flame doesn't hold on to it properly. K'de'el b'sim reish samach dalad. All of this was described in reish samach dalad. Ubishabis also the Hadikun. For Nerus Shabbos, Yitaka can't use these oils and these wicks. The Sakadaitach, and you would have thought, the Bechanika also Gamkin the Hadikun. Then a Chanukah, you also can't use this oil or wick. Shemayavol de Kibu, you maybe it'll go out. Kamash Malon de Lochush Lazer. So the conclusion is that you don't worry about that. The Kaimlon, because we hold the Halacha, Kovso Ein Zokaklo. That if the flame went out, you don't have to relight it. It doesn't bother us. You're a yoitze. The kimat shehiluk nasa zeich l'neis v'nigma hamitzvah. As soon as you light, you made a recollection or memorial for the miracle, and the mitzvah is complete. Sifkan beis. Kesher l'ner chanukah. So all the oils and all the wicks are fit for ner chanukah. U'mikom makom, however, mitzvah min hamufcho likach lepesila tzemer gefen achute pishtin. Ideally, you will use for your wick cotton or flax. That's threads of flax. This is the same thing that's fit for Shabbos. Shuman ochelav hanesam ibosu b'cholav. Let's say you have fat that was rendered into oil or chelav, also fat, and it became forbidden through bosu b'cholav. So it's naturally a meaty product, and here it was mixed with butter, I don't know, something like that, milk fat, and you have a basa b'cholav issue. So it's also b'hano, also the hadim in ner chanukah. You're not allowed to use it for ner chanukah. The gam can also the vatuli b'shishim lahadim, and you shouldn't use it through bitul b'shishim either. Wait, even though mitzvah slav lehenos netnu.
And you're not minding, that's what the Shabbos is for. You're not benefiting from the light anyways.
So the halacha is that that's still considered a problem. He brings over here, you're over the Isser of Bishul Basa B'cholov. The flame is burning it. It says an Isser Bishul. You know how to cook it together.
That's what I thought the Isser was.
Right. And he brings the additional Isser of Hano. So he says maybe the problem is Ksusi Mechta Shi'ura. The Isser Hanoah component is you don't have a shear. It's Kesusim Echta Shi'ura.
No, it's
Ke'ilu, you don't have the shear. So either because of Bishul or because you don't have the shear, and then he goes on why. You don't have Kesusim Echta Shi'ura. But Lamaiza, these are the svaras that they toss around, why you shouldn't use
Basval.
Yeah, that would be the Pasha one. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Hanoah Agin Lahadik B'yom Yishon Echad Mikam V'Elech Mosev Harlech. If your minig is to light on the first day one, and you continue to add every subsequent day, so whatever you're using to add has to be similar to the original. So if you're using oil, it's all oil. If you're using candle, use candle. You don't mix oil and candle.
I mean for that day, but between days you
for
can
that
switch.
Day.
Yeah. I will we covered this.
You asked it before. Now you see, he says straight out, you don't do it. Because we had the case. We didn't discuss it. All we had the case was you don't have enough oil for the days. You have enough candles, which is better. Use one oil a day or use candles moisture for heilig.
So we asked.
But and you asked the question, can you mix? So here he says you can't mix.
But you can have all oil but a wax shamash.
That's correct. Shamash for sure can be wax. Avil oisam sha oisin ner the kol echam e'abayis. Now those people who have separate neros for each household member. That you can break it up. One person in the house can light oil, another person in the house can light wax. Shemen hagazel, stolen oil. Tzarech iyun ikash l'ner chanukah. It's not clear that you can be yotzei the mitzvah with stolen oil. Mitzvah b'avera. Sifkan gimel, l'ner chanukah. So all the oils and wicks are fit for ner chanukah, v'lo l'shamish, but not for the shamish. What does that mean, not for the Shamish? That means the B'Shabbos Chanukah, On Shabbos Chanukah, also lasos haShamish meashmanim b'psilos sheimadikim have a Shabbos. Shabbos Chanukah, the Shamish cannot be burning with the poor oil or the poor wick, because that is the candle you're actually using. The kiyum the mutar lasos is a tashmish neged haShamish. Since you're allowed to do things and use that light, imkein chayshin and shemayatis, so afraid you'll tilt it to make the flame higher. Let's say you have your canister that holds your oil, and you want to use that oil for the menorah, and you find in it an achbar, you find a mouse dead in your oil. Ma'ushu is disgusting, and therefore va'os ner chanukah. It's a vort of hakivin el pechasach. It's not nice to use oil that had a dead mouse in it.
Even if you take the mouse out.
Correct. It makes the whole thing disgusting, and therefore it's not ra'i for the mitzvah. The Rav says that what we do is use candles. It says, "Kan dal shava wax." Umikal makom mitzvah b'shal shemen tfei miner shal shava. It's true that Mishnah Berurah says it's still a bit bigger mitzvah to use oil than wax candles. The shemen nasa hanes because the miracle occurred through oil. So we strive for olive oil, and the implication here is even if you don't have olive oil, another oil is still better than candles. And the Shahar Tzion makes the points of Kandal that you should be aware that the Maral Miprag in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah says you're not Yotze Bechlal with a wax or a tallow candle. You're only Yotze with Shemen because the Nes happened with Shemen. That's not Dominic. I think he also has a point that he wants to say it's not Pshat by an oil candle. The oil fuels the flame. By a wax candle, the wax doesn't fuel anything. It just retards the flame. So mainly, it's not like you have a shear. All you have is something which is blocking the flame from burning down the wick too quickly. It doesn't fuel the fire. The
wax is burning.
The way he types is the wax does not burn. The wax just holds the flame from burning the wick, and as the wax melts away, you burn more of the wick. But it's not that it pulls up the way it does with
how good that science is.
I don't know either.
It doesn't flame. You're not going to get flame from burning wax.
Right. You can't light a piece of wax.
It's not a fuel. But it does burn to some degree, but not for near.
No, it does burn because you have no wax at the end.
It's not a visible thing.
So anyway, that's I believe, one of the tainas of the Maharal as well. But the minig is certainly not like that. Se'if katan hey. Vafilu b'dal Shabbos shabatoyef v'chulu, even Shabbos Chanukah, you're allowed to use the wicks and oils that are not fit for Shabbos. But it's a low meaning to say, the sakadaitach, you would have thought, to nechesh b'zeth, and on Shabbos Chanukah we should be concerned, k'mo ba'alma b'ner Shabbos, like we are b'ner v'yid ner Shabbos. Shem lo tilak yofa, because it may not burn properly, v'yad tahaner, and you'll tilt the lamp, l'hov yashem l'piyapsila, so that the oil will then go towards the mouth of the wick. Kamash malon, the kani achosh ein lochosh lozest. The chiddush is, we don't worry about that on Chanukah. To arsel ishtamish the arks, you can't use the flame, the light. Imkein lo ichmat lik b'meh shelo tidlak yofa. So it doesn't bother us that it doesn't burn properly. The only chashash would have been the shamish. But as far as the rest of the nash, we're not going to worry about that. Sivkot and Vav. The Ramah throws in, make sure that if you're using the inferior oils and wicks for Shabbos, that you only have enough for the mitzvah. Im enu nois and chulu mitzvaso. What's the concern of the Ramah? Demyeten yoyser, if I give more than the shear for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is it should burn a half hour after his gechavim. Let's say it's going to burn for an hour after his gechavim. Now, yesh chash, I have a concern. Shemayata oso ner chanak l'shtamishbo achar hashir shalaka. Maybe that last half hour that's no longer for the mitzvah, I may now tilt the menorah to get a better flame. Sha'az motu lehenas yimena, because I'm allowed to benefit, because the elbis simen tafa shayim beis sif beis, like we said in the previous simen sif beis. So again, how are you going to calculate that? I'm not sure exactly how you calculate it. But if you know for this wick, this level of oil, you get this many hours or this many minutes, so you're going to go more, so that's going to be a problem. Sivkot and Zayin. Lefisha also the shtamash v'chulu. The reason why we don't worry about the wicks and the oil for the menorah is because you can't use it. This is not only the Iker Nerishu base of the single one, but even the additional flames that we light. You can't use any of them. The second night, it's not, you can't use the first, you can't use any of them. Whatever you're lighting for the menorah, you can't use. Sivkon Ches, B'ner Chanukah. And then the Mechavis is talking about what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah. Kadeshe Nikashu Ner Mitzvah, the first Mitzvah. So the reason why there's an Isser to use the Neros Chanukah, you can't use the light of the menorah, is to make it clear that everyone sees that this is to publicize the miracle. This is for the Mitzvah, not for personal use. And furthermore, the whole point of lighting the menorah was to remember the miracle of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's like the menorah Beis HaMikdash. The menorah Beis HaMikdash you could not use for your personal use, the Me'ilah issue. So certainly, so based on that, they went and made an Isser to use the Neris of our menorah.
What would happen? The Kohen was walking by, he dropped something. He would have to wait till the morning to look for it?
Well,
you didn't have a flashlight.
He wasn't there at night. They didn't do too much work. Only by the Mizbeach they did work. And the Mizbeach HaChitzon, they were burning stuff. But inside where the menorah was, no one was doing anything at nighttime there. It was closed up. That was the first thing in the morning, open up the doors, right? Sifkan Tas, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. So you can't use the Neris Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. Even to eat by them, do Sudas Mitzvah, Gamkin Osir. Eating a Sud on Shabbos is a mitzvah. You can't eat Sudas Shabbos by the Chanukah menorah. Sifka and Yud Vafil Livdak V'chul, even to just check your money or count your money, Shutash M'Sharo, it's a very temporary kind of use, Gamkin Osir, not allowed. Vayin Mogen Avram V'Taz, Shaskim, if you look at Mogen Avram V'Taz, they agree, that Vafil Limanos Me'rachok, Sha'al Yadav Samuchos L'Ner Gamkin Osir. Even if you want to count your money from a distance and your hands aren't near the Nair, it's also Aser. Sifkot Nir Aleph, Aser. You can't use that light from the menorah. Kadei Shlo Yemitzis Bezuyas Alav. We don't want the mitzvahs to be cheap. The Davka Bezesh Al Kaponim Tashorayna. This is referring to a temporary type of use. Aval Kol She'enu Mishamish Klum. But if you're not using the light at all, Rashoy Leshe Bevesa, you can sit in your house, Beshash and Nerchanaka Dolekas, when the Nerchanaka is burning. There's no halacha that you have to leave the room where the menorah is burning. So it's interesting, before we said the reason you don't use the menorah is because you want to make sure that it's clear this is for the mitzvah and the presume nisa, not for anything else. And then he says that you don't count your money, even a small temporary type of thing, because you don't want the mitzvah to be bezuyas alav. The implication is that to use it, like to read a book, that's when we say it has to be nikkus for the mitzvah, not for your personal use. But for a two-minute kind of use, what's the big deal already? That's not going to take away. Kamashal, no, that's also, the mitzvah shouldn't be cheap for you. Sifkot Yud Beis. Afilu Tashmash al Kedusha. The first shita in the Shulchan Aruch is, you can't even learn by the menorah light. Midivri ataz muchach lodei arishoyna osa afilu b'lima derecharoi. The Taz is clear that this opinion holds, you can't even glance in a safer to look something up quickly by the light of the menorah. Dibuder kava, because if you're going to sit there and learn, afilo de shnia asa, even the second opinion would agree. Vayber aloch mashik sadr zelikum ber aloch. There's long arichas on this in ber aloch. Sifkot yud gimel asa, you can't learn to the light of the menorah. V'chein b'neres pekseknes. The same is true when you light menorah in shul. Ain mishtam shon la'oyron af teshmisha kedusha. You don't use the menorah, the Chanukah menorah in shul, even for kedusha purposes. Come by us just like at home. Danim yirtzi l'spal marv. Let's say you want to have marv next to that menorah. You shouldn't. Kol zman shol dol kol chas yishah osir. If it's within the first half hour that you lit it, you can't use it. Sifkan yudal v'nohag l'halik ne'er nosaf. So the mechaber's way to resolve the issue of using the light is to light an additional lamp or flame that has nothing to do with the menorah. Perish meaning. Besides your regular table light, you make another light near the menorah. Because we're afraid, since you light indoors, you may end up using the light of the menorah without realizing it. But the truth is, the straight halacha, if you have a lamp on your table, you won't need an additional lamp, an additional light. Because if you end up using the light, that's the light you're using. Magen Avraham says, you should not do any kind of use of light, anything that needs light, near the menorah and the near noisef, kiyam the or noisef or the shamish bovad, just next to the additional light or the shamish, kishu echem p'nasim when it stands alone. The roya yom etzarcha hedikun, because if someone sees you near the menorah and near the additional light, and you're getting light from all of them, they'll say, oh, you're lighting this for yourself. The lefamim or the mad the common is. Sometimes people light many candles, but I am be'er locha, look and be'er locha. So if you light an additional lamp, don't put it so close to the menorah. Because you want to be able to know how many candles you lit for the menorah. For the achshavu imam, and this doesn't count. So on the one hand, it has to be near the menorah that you're using this light, not the menorah, but it can't be that close that people don't know what night of the Chanukah it is. Sifkan Yezayin. So Ramos says, we have a different Esa. We don't use a separate lamp, we use the shamish. Again, even with the shamish, you should have another light on your table. We use the shamish that we lit the other candles with. Even if many people light menorah, if each one lights in their own place, like we said in the Ramah, in Tafresh and Aleph, then each one should have his own shamish. In addition to the candle on the table, because he may do something near that menorah. So the best thing is to use the shamish. Because that's clearly not part of the menorah. The candle that you're using to light all the others is not part of the menorah itself. And it should be a little longer or higher. So if you're going to do something, that's the light you're using. What's the love? I mean it to say, the kivachu godol, since it's larger, ikur tashmishu mimenu, that's where most of your use is coming from, the light from that one. The same is true if you make it a little higher than the rest. So that's how they make menorahs. If you take a look, the standard of menorah is that the shamish is off of the rest a little bit higher, and that way it's that's the one we're using when we use the light and not the light of the other nearest of the menorah.